If what's the shear of binyan to be chayiv for on Shabbos is haboyne kol shu, and for the mission, no matter how little you build, you chayiv even a kol shu, you chayiv on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to ask the kasha, what is a kol shu roy for? Like every malacha has to have a chshivas, has to be roy for something. The Kura here, it's not roy for anything. That's going to be the Gemara is going to ask this kasha. We'll soon see. The Mishnah writer, for your mesates, for your hamake bepatish, you do a mesates, Rashi says that's marbayas evin. You have a stone that you chopped out of the mountain, and now you want to square off the stone. As you're making the stone roy to use to build with. Or mesakno, and you're mesakin the stone, is hakola fi hamakam. Everything depends upon the place. Sheesh mekaymish regilum lahachlek, some places like to smooth out the stone. Sheesh mekaymish regilum lachroitz bo charitzim, charitzim beres ashkenaz, some people make scratches, indentions in the stone. Whatever you do to make the stone roy to use like bricks to build with, that's called like a meleches binyan. You'll be mesakin these bricks. Vaita v'yamaka bapatish. There's another melacha of being maka bapatish. Uve matzad. Hey, lavdavka you hit it with a patish, with a hammer. Who are then of a matzad? That's another type of a hammer. So Drashi, it's a chiddush here, Rashi, what's called hamaka bapatish? Drashi gamhu biyavas melachis. This is also one of the yavas melachis. For who belaz pick a type of a hammer? Shemafoytzes boye seven, that you bang the stone min hasel, out of a big rock, you bang out a stone. Liyacha shechotzev eso evin. Sovit. After you hollowed out, like you start to knock out an evin, a stone, out of the big mountain or a big rock, umavdu minahar, you separate this stone a little bit from the mountain already, ktsas. Now, humaka vapatish makagdurli, takes his hammer and gives one more final bang to knock the stone out of the mountain. Vihi misforekis, it separates, v'naifelis, and it falls out of the mountain, this stone. Vizel gemar malocha shachitz v'yevin. This is the end of the malocha of like, knocking stones out of the mountain. So Drashi b'chol ha'goyim b'Shabbos malacha. Whoever finishes a malacha on Shabbos, told this makabapatishi. This is called the toldo of makabapatish. So the kids, Rashi learns the makabapatishi achidish. It's when you're knocking the stone out of the mountain, and the last knock you give to get the stone out of the mountain, that's called makabapatish. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. Tosfos learns pirsu kunchish from a foitzer boy sasela. Tosfos v'yanir l'rit. The Mishkan lo heavy binyan avonim, that they didn't build things with stones in the Mishkan. Lo shove tona gemam locha the kelim heavy Mishkan. Why didn't the time of the Mishnah say a better case of makom patish? They should have said when you finish a kli, because in the Mishkan you had kelim. For nakom makom patish the event lo heavy be Mishkan. El nir l'ri dai makom patish shainu machish achroin shemakala kli b'shas gemam locha. Then when you're finishing off a kli, the last bang you give on the kli, that's what you chayif for. That's the Yisra Boinu. So some learn the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here is that we'll see in the Homer Seperik Yehava Boinu, Rashi Shita is that Midiraisa is ain't binyan be kelim. No matter what type of a kli you make, there's no Yisra binyan on kelim. Tosfos learns no. That the Gemara says that binyan be kelim is only if you put pieces together. But if you're making the kli from scratch, from beginning, there is an Yisra binyan. Therefore, Tosfos says the mark of a patish of the Mishkan was the building the kelim, and the last bang of the kelim, that's the mark of a patish. But Rashi learns when you make a kli, there's no issa binyan midiraisa. So no, there wouldn't be a mark of a patish there either. Therefore, the mark of a patish has to be something to do with karka, with binyan, like avonim with stones, you build houses with it, that type of shaykh and issa binyan midiraisa. That's what Rashi calls this the case of makom patish. Rashi matzad means afu kumay kurn is godla, too big type of a hammer. Shal barzel lebinyan shal barzel. Weiter sagt die Mishnah hakoidich. Hakoidich Rashi means not. Here's a Mishnah v'hakoidech kolshu chayiv. And if you koidech, Rashi says what's called koidech? Noikiv eitz oyevim b'koysel. You hollow out a small hole in the wall. Either it's a stone or else it's eitz. Is kolshu z'trashi akula koy. This is the shear for all the melechas binyan of the Mishnah. Amesosis u'makrapatish v'matzad v'koidech. Whether smoothing out the stones, whether knocking the stone out of the har, whether making a hole, it's all the yisr of binyan is the nis of a kol shu. Any little bit you make, you chayif a binyan. So the Mishnah is a klal. This is the klal b'binyan. Kolo oise malocha. Somebody that makes a malocha on Shabbos. Or malachta miskayem is b'Shabbos. But that's a taitch of binyan. That what you did is miskayem will stay. It's not something that's going to fall down right away. That's not called a binyan. A binyan means you made something that could stay and it'll last. Then you chayif. So Drashi, kol hoisem locho malachta miskayemis, sheyesh miskayemis kyoitze boy, ye ain't moisef aleha. But you leave it the way it is. Not just, I mean, not like I said, not that it'll fall down otherwise. But it's considered you finished it. You leave the kli the way it is. You don't have to do anything more to it. That's a malachas binyan. Bishabis Drashi, oisem locho koi. Right, Reb Mishnah, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Af Hamaker Bekruna Salasadin, Bishas Melocha Chay. Again, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Af Hamaker Bekruna Salasadin. Somebody that hits the hammer itself, Alasadin, means Sadin means the piece of wood that is working on. Bishas Melocha is Chay, he's Chay for that. Bivnei Shukim Misakim Melocha. The Chur is like a Makav Patish, it's called you be Misakim the Melocha. But it's here you're fixing the hammer. Because when you're banging with the hammer, sometimes the top of the hammer comes a little bit crooked or gets a little bumpy. It's not smooth. So while you're using the hammer to work with, you take out and you bang the hammer once on a straight piece of metal to straighten out the hammer. So that's also called you be misakin malocha and you chayi for that. You're not banging to make a kli right now. El al asadin. You're only banging on the plain piece of metal, which is to straighten out the hammer itself. The Gemara will explain what you be misakin, what's the machlapatish here, and the shalom, what's the machlaikas of Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama. Like, why does Shimon Gamliel Moisef more than the Tanakama? Tanakama also said Yechai for machlapatish. Mashma, according to Tanakama, this is not called machlapatish. Because if Shimon Gamliel is the one that's saying, when you bang the hammer a la Krunis on the flat surface, you also chayif. Maka kurnis ala sabna on the flat surface, also yichai. Here's that the Gemara. Kol shehu l'may chazia. What's the use of a binyan kol shehu? Like, why is that called a melocha? You can't use it, it's not choshev. So Taya speaks out, like, daf kohoche itzuch lefrushe. Only by binyan, the Gemara asks, what can you use for kol shehu? The heavy kabasa mishkan mishum lechoshev binyan kol shehu. Because it's a svara, like, what can you use? What can you do with this small binyan of a kol shehu? So today's Abimoytzi Itran and Popolis. Kol shehu is a svara hu de mechayif. But that we had before by Melechas Haitzor, certain things yechayif for kol shehu, that's a svara yechayif for kol shehu. We understand it's usable. But here the shal is by binyan, what use do you have from a kol shehu? And the Gemara Amri Rabbi Yimya, Shekein Oni Chayfe Guma Latzniya Bo Prutotos. It's an Oni, a small person wants to hide his small prutot that he has, so he digs a little hole to put the pruter in. So it makes a very small hole, that's a small binyan. So tomorrow, the Kavosa Gabi Mishkan, the same thing in the Mishkan we had. Shekein Teufer Urias, people that sewed the Urias, the curtains, Chayfrin Guma, they used to dig a small hole, Latzniya Bo Machtahim. They would hide there their needles. So it's useful, a very small hole that you can hide a needle, it's called a binyan. So the Mara, Abaye Roma, Kivan de Mishtaki Loyavi Hochi. What do you mean? People don't hide their needles in the ground. They'll get the room. They'll come rusty. Like Rashi said, the Mishtaki Malin Chaluda Hamachtin. So nobody hides their needles in the ground. Elozok Dabai Pshatish Ken Oni Oisa Pitpute Kiro Kitano, and Oni makes a small Kiro, small stove like with legs, that the legs he puts into the ground, Lishvesele Kadera Kitano, to put on top of it a small Kadera. So he makes very small holes in the ground to put the legs of this Kiro. The Kavose Gabi Mishkan, the same thing was done at the Mishkan, Mevashle Samonim, they used to cook up the Samonim, the dye, Litzvoye Urias, to dye the wool for the Urias. Even though the Chur they worked with a lot, they used to do a lot of wool at a time to know how to make a lot of Urias. But sometimes, even after they finished, they didn't have enough. So since they're a little bit short for a little bit more than how to do, they'd only make a small Kira. So this small oven light, they'd only have small legs for it, and they'll make a small hole in the ground to put the leg. So with a kol shehu, it's roy to be used. Moravacha by Yaakov Oma, nein, that's not a good shot. Ein aniyas b'mokam ashiris. Avada, in the base of Migdash, there was no aniyas, like they weren't stingy. So when they made the melacha for the Mishkan, when they first dyed the wool, they dyed plenty of extra wool. There was no shell, there would be some missing, and you'll have to make a small kira to dye the small amount of wool left over. Trashi pipute ragle kira, kimin kli barzel, shekirun yemamidim akira shacheris. They didn't have enough dyed wool, they'll dye some more. Shetimtsum utsemetz v'yosin, they made exactly, and they didn't have enough. And the Gemara, that he says, ein anias v'mokam ashiris l'yosu dove b'timtsum, elohocha mitchilosan dayim v'yosir, v'adim mitchilu, they dyed enough wool at one shot, and they only then, at that time, used big yaris, big kiris, so that there wasn't a binyan kosher, it was a nice sized binyan. What purpose, what use do we have from a small binyan, and where was it in the Mishkan? Yeah. But the only makes for the small curious, that after makes the hole in the ground. It could be the legs itself was a very small leg. That's called like a binyan kosher, was making a small leg for his small kira. But that's right, the Gemara in the Mishkan, they didn't have that ein anias b'makam ashirus, you don't have poor b'makam rich, as b'makam the ashirus or the Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan, they made enough. Elazar to Gemara, Shekain Balabayi Shiyeshle Neke Bibirose. Pasha Gret, if somebody has a hole in his wall, in his house, he has a house, and the wall is a little hole. The Seisma, and he fills it up. That's called a Binyan Kolshu. The Kavosa Gabi Mishkan, the same thing was done in the Mishkan. Shekain Keresh, if he had one of the boards, the beams of the Mishkan. Shenofla Boydarn, an ant, a worm ate up and made a hole there. Matif Le Toichan Aver, they put lead inside the hole. The Seisma, and they were Seisma the hole. So with this little binyan, Yechayiv, it was done in the Mishkan. Shashi b'birasa means birano, you have a nice house. Shoeichav v'sheichav. Makbed achukotin, you makbed not to have even a small hole in the wall. Shaboy, imagunahu. Besides have a tit, you'll fill it up with tit, that's called binyan. The same thing in the Mishkan, if darna talas, if the worms made a hole in the karashim, you'd fill it up with a lid. So that's the case of a binyan kolshu, and Yechayiv on Shabbos for the smallest amount of binyan. So the Mar Amar Shmuel, ha mitzadeh deso evin. Somebody's mitzadeh means he fixes, puts in place a brick. When a building, the first brick you put on the floor, you have to put it down tight and mix this, move it around a little bit till it's in place. So if you're mitzadeh, you move it around till it gets in place, Yechayiv. Trashi ha mitzadeh deso evin. Moishiva o mitzadeh do. You move it around. Ashe mishyasheves pekarkois yisoyet ha-binyin yofer. Until it gets stuck for the yisoid, for the foundation, very good. You're like putting it down on the ground and making it in place. It's chayiv. And the chiddush is, even though you're not putting any cement, you're just putting in place these bricks on the floor, for that you chayiv have yiboyna, kol shu. The yesh mekayom came below tit. Some people leave their bricks this way without cement, that's why it's called the binyan kol shu. That was Shmuel's chiddush. For the Gemara Meisve, I have a kasher on you. Shteit, echod nois nes nevin. Heaven, when they're building a brick wall, if somebody comes and puts the bricks in place, the yechod nois and that's a tit, and a second person comes on Shabbos and puts the cement on the bricks, is hanois and that's a tit chayiv. Only the person that put the cement, that's called the binyan. Mashenka, the person that just put the bricks in place without cement, he's put, it's not called the binyan. So how does Shmuel say, if you just put the bricks in place, Shechayiv, here it says that you have to put cement to be Mechayiv. For the Gemara, the time, if you ask Nestira, aim a sefer, look at the sefer of this halacha. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, v'yafilo helo, v'haniach agabe dimus, shelavonim chayiv. If after you build the wall of bricks, the top row now, it's called like the dimus shelavonim, you just put the bricks in place on the top of the wall, you're chayiv for that. Mashm, even without any tidud, without even putting it down in place, moving it around, without even cement, just putting the bricks on top of the wall, for that alone Yechayiv. Trashi dimasim in sherish avnei chayma, that if you have a wall of bricks and put one on top, Yechayiv. Alma ba'anocha bi'alma chayiv, but this is the most biggest chiddush. Just putting the brick down without even moving it in place, Yechayiv. If you feel light to it, Mr. Rashi, if you didn't move it around. If you have the with Shmuel, this is a bigger chiddush than Shmuel. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara goes like this, El Tlosa Binyan and Hevi. There are three different stages and three different ways of building a brick wall. Titoi, Mitzioi, Viloi. There's the bottom foundation, there's the middle bricks, and there's the top brick. Tisoi, the bottom foundation, Voi Tedude. The Afra. You just have to put it in place in the ground. You don't have to cement it down there, but the bottom foundation needs tzidud. You have to move it in place there. So if you do that, you chayiv. Mitzia, once you have the foundation, the next rows of the wall itself is boina mitina. The wall itself about needs cement. So the second row, like in there up, you only chayiv if you put it down with cement. But just putting the brick down alone, you put it. It's not a derech binyan that way. It's not mekayim that way. Eloi, but when you finish the wall and just want to put one more brick for the top, bahanocha bialmo. That's a derech just to make hanocha without a tzidud and without a tina, a tit. Just putting it there, yichayiv. Trashiel lav kushet tlosi binyonihu. There are three different ways of building. Tisoy means yisoy dachoyim tachtiyos shemashiv and avodam aloritz b'loy tit. It's enough just for today. You just push it in place. V'yofa kol atzmoy enuel letzadei des evin. They offer the dust there just to put the evin in the right place. She teishev b'shover. The reason why you use dirt there is just to make sure it's a plane, it's b'shover, it's flat. For letita lekan lekan, it shouldn't be moved or slanty one way or the other. V'yofa savvlo l'saimcha. Ovu amas Shmuel Milsa. That's what Shmuel's talking about. O b'raisa v'mitziyo kol abinyan kuloi shemin ha'yisoyed ad shervihol yoyna bo'ina mitina im atzidin. The rest of the wall, it's you need dafka cement. That's why the b'raisa is a dafka cement. And the safer the price, loyi dimus elyu in the top layer, shein agabav oy dimus. You have nothing on top of that. Ain't a chesius im noitev. We don't care if the oven moves a little bit. There's nothing on top of that. Zadechem. It's enough just to leave it there. Yeah, but who mills the Rav Yosi? That's Rav Yosi. It's halacha. There's a more weiter. Piyam mesosas. Shad the Gemara mesosas mishuma mechayiv. As Rashi in the Mishnah says, Mesosas means if they have the stone that came out of the mountain, now you either smooth down the stone, or else you make it squared. But you do something to make the stone like into a brick that you could use it now. What's the Yav Malach? What does the Mishnah say Chayiv for? Rav Omer Mishum Boina. Rav holds us called the Binyan, like you're fixing up this Kli, Legamri, into a Kli, Yechayiv. Shmuel Omer Mishum Makrapatish. Shmuel says, no, it's the only Chayiv for the Melechas Makrapatish. You're like finishing off a brick. It says you did the last hit to make this brick into a brick. So Chur the Machlokes says, is this choshev enough of a binyan or not? His Rav holds, this is enough of a binyan, it's called he created something new. When he created something new, avada the melacha, ikum melacha is binyan. Shmuel says, this is not called created something new. The brick, the stone was here before, he's just smoothing it down. So it's not a choshev a maisa smoothing it down to make it into a binyan, therefore you only chay to mak of a patish. That's how Shmuel. Weiter, Hoisa neke belul shotana gerlim. You have a chicken coop that the chicken lived there, and now you make a hole inside the chicken house. Is Rav Omer Mishum Boina. Yechai Mishum Boina. It's called you made like a chicken, you fixed up the chicken house. So Rashi, why Yechai Mishum Boina? Mishum. He says, Lul shotana gerlim shall eitzu. You have a one made out of wood. V'sosim, there's no holes in it. Or menakvoy, and now you make a hole in this chicken coop. Shiyotzahareyach shotsoyev loyazaklo. You want like the bad odor to get out of there, not to be mazik the chickens, that's why you're doing it. So the same machlokes. Rav says yichai mishum boina mash mitzachosheva malocha. It's called a binyan. Or shmolom matzoni mishum makav apatish. It's called like you're finishing off the chicken coop. But it's not enough to mechayiv mishum binyan. Weiter, another case is Ayil Shufta, you put a nail b'kofina demora on the handle of a hammer. Like you have the handle of the hammer that goes through the metal piece on top, like our hammers, you bang a nail on the top of it to hold the metal in place. Like that widens the grip of the wood that goes through the metal piece of the hammer, and it tightens it. So if you put the peg on the top of the hammer to tighten it, it's a machlokes. Rav Omer Mishum Boina, Yechai Mishum Boina. Or Shmuel Omer Mishum Makav Apatish, Yon Yechai Mishum Makav Apatish here. So tomorrow Tzrich, I need all these three machlokes in. Di Yashmin and Kamaisa, if I don't hear the first machlokes by Mesosas, we're smoothing down a stone or squaring it out. V'hi Koma Rav, Mishum Derech Binyan Bekach. A kol ponim, you're fixing a stone now to build with. So since it's a derech binyan to build with stones, that's why yechai mishum binyan. Avoloi seneke belul shotana gerlim. But the second case, we are yoni making a hole in the chicken coop. The derech binyan mekach. That's not the way you build. You don't build by making holes.
is a memorial and the Shmuel that this mice is not a choshev, a mice that give it a chshein like you created something. It's not called a binyan. Therefore, Yoni Chaim, Mishum Makrapatish, Kamashma, no. Rab holds even by just making a hole through a chicken coop, Yosachayev. The Yashmin and Behor, these two cases, the second case of chicken coop, Bokoma Rav, Mishum the Domil Binyan, the Avid Eli Avira. I call part of it's doimed like making a window on your house. What do you make a window for? To let fresh air come in, let the old air go out. You see what in here also, since you're making a hole in the chicken coop that the bad air should go out, it's doimed to binyan. When you just put a peg and nail on the top of the handle of the hammer where it goes through the metal, the end derech binyan mekach, it's not a derech binyan like that, is a memoidle lishmuel that you be potter kamash malon. That Rav holds all these three cases is doimet to binyan and yechayiv. The more we ask Shemina Bo, let us just say the last chiddush that's called binyan according to Shmuel. I would say then, only by putting the nail through the hammer, that's not a derech binyan. There Shmuel says Yoni Chayiv for Makom Patish. Avo b'hanech tati, but in the first two cases, ain't a moida le'la Rav that Shmuel would be moida by making a hole through the chicken coop, or else by mesasa squaring out the stones. That's a derech binyan, you would be chayim mishun binyan, it's tricha. That's why I need both cases to tell me the machlekes is Rav and Shmuel. So the chur, the son of the machlekes says to be chayim for binyan, it has to be a derech binyan and a choshev oiftu. You're doing something here, you're creating something new, that's binyan. These three cases, you're not creating so much new. So Shmuel said it's only kibi chayim mishun makarapatish. Agav Tosis here is the kasha. Hayman the yael shufta b'kafina the Rav al-machayim mishun b'ayna. We hold there's a cloud. There's no binyan bekelim. So why you chayif fixing up the hammer? I ain't binyan bekelim. On my read, there's teisishita. Dino davka b'achazoras bought the treason. Or the menorah shachuyis. We have a menorah made out of pieces, and you start putting the pieces back together again. There's no binyan bekelim. Our binyan gomer mechayif bekelim k'moy v'kaka. This is Tosfos Yisoid. That when you're doing a binyan gomer, a complete good binyan, you chayiv even by kelim. That's why I held Tosfos. Rashi, hold on like that. Rashi holds there's no binyan by kelim. So you have to know why here you'd be mechayiv. Could be that's good for Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether it's shayach binyan by kelim or not. In Loch, we hold like Shmuel, Yoni chayiv mishum makom patish, so that because there's no issa binyan by kelim. So tomorrow, boy minei Rav Nosson Baroishim Rav Yechon. As you know, Rabbi Yishai is the shalom from Rabbi Yechonin. Misases mishum ma mechayiv. The Mishnah says there's a melocha of misases yichayiv. What's the melocha? Ach vulei, he answered him back. Ach vulei biyodi. Showed him with his finger. Mishum makrapatish. To show him, you should know the melocha is makrapatish. I were nan tanan for the gemara kasha. The Mishnah says ha misases. Mashmina is one melocha. And then the Mishnah says via makrapatish. Mashmina two separate melochas. Sechur masma misases is like binyan. Like we had before, the churut zaraya to Rav, that Rav says yichayiv mishum binyan. And the Gemara name, oima hamesases hamakav apatish. Tells one pshat. Rashi vokikomer hamesases shuchayiv mishum makav apatish chayiv bekolshu. The Mishnah is also explaining what's the malach of mesases like Shmuel. It's only mishum makav apatish because this is not a chosh mibinyan, not chayiv mishum binyan. The Gemara toshma, come now bring your raya to this machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Mishnah says, "Hakoydech kolshu is chayiv."